Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So I'm in the very, very cool Spirit of Harrogate. Introduce yourself, please, sir.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Alex, now I'm a June fan. I love the stuff. So the fact this is my first time here doesn't add up. That doesn't make sense. What's going on here this evening?
Well, we're doing one of our new experiences. It's been on the website for a few months. It's called Just the Tonic. So I think people think it doesn't involve gin, but it definitely does. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of gin, in fact, yep. Just like our other experiences. So what we're actually doing tonight is we're showcasing the event where we focus on arguably one of the most important parts of a gin and tonic, the tonic. People always seem to put it to the side, but with the emergence of Fever Tree and Fentimans, Double Dutch and various other tonics, it's becoming more and more of a foreground thing. And we just really want to open people up to the concept of trying different tonics and maybe getting away from that traditional Britvic and Schweppes, even if it's just for one drink, just to try something different.
So three bottles for a quid from your local corner shop. When you taste the good stuff in comparison, you won't go back.
Exactly, that was kind of the idea. And what we do is we start everyone off with a nice drink. Everyone here at the moment has got a rhubarb gin, our Slingsby Rhubarb, Yorkshire Rhubarb Gin, with an elderflower liqueur and Prosecco to start off with. And
it's just lovely.
Yeah, it's one of our personal favourites. It's a good little kind of palate refresher to start the night off, kind of get you geared up for a bit of gin, warm you up to the idea. And then what we'll do is we'll give everyone a classic Slingsby gin and tonic. So it's a double measure of our gin, full 200ml bottle of Fever Tree tonic, three blueberries and a pink grapefruit twist, which is the citrus base. Most people that are listening to this now go, oh, we know this is familiar. What's different? What we actually do is we start people off with a bit of history of tonic, really like delve into it and kind of go into why tonic is the way it was and why it is the way it is today and the differences between them all. And then we go through sample. We sample five different tonics. So we sample Schweppes, Britvic, Fentimans, Fever Tree. And then we actually sample what is a tonic syrup. So basically a tonic syrup, it's like tonic cordial. So the concept is you can add as little or as much of it as you want with a sparkling or a soda water. And the idea is just to show the differences in flavours of the tonic, because people don't understand that tonic has a different flavour. It's like Pepsi and Coke. You're either Pepsi or Coke. It's the same with tonic. Like, each tonic has an individual flavour profile. We've got over 60 downstairs and they all taste completely different. It's subtle, but it's there. It's the same as gin. And if three quarters of what you're drinking is tonic, you want to make sure you pick the perfect tonic for you.
So we've come off to the kind of the history room. We're going to let ladies enjoy a few drinks and a few nibbles. The focus on tonight is the tonic and the history of it. What's going on?
So what we do is we tell everyone a little bit more of depth, because people have been drinking tonic for years, but they don't really know how it got to us or where it came from. Some people may know that main ingredient for tonic is quinine and that it's anti-malarial, and other people probably be going, oh, I didn't even know that at all. So,
like, literally anti-malarial can cure malaria.
Yes.
At
least fend off, but now not so much. But back when tonic was originally invented, the concept was that it was an anti-malarial cure. And it's actually where Fever Tree get their name from, because basically the bitter extract from the chinchoa tree used to be known by doctors as the Fever Tree, because malaria would give people these chills. And basically, if you ground up the quinine powder and basically mixed it into a drink and drank it, it would cure the chills, so it would cure your fever.
So that's where Fever Tree got their name.
Tonic has become less and less therapeutic over the years. It used to be that you'd have a high dose of quinine and it would cure malaria. Nowadays, you're only allowed less than one gram per litre, so you'd have to drink something like 7 litres a day for it to actually cure malaria.
Well, it's clear that you guys at Spirit of Harrogate, you know your stuff, you know your craft, you know your trade, and that's what this evening's all about, isn't it? Just showing that off a little bit and enjoying the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. And at the end of the day, yes, it's a little bit of history, but it's lighthearted and everyone gets a little bit drunk. And the idea is just kind of showcase what we do and what other brands are doing. Because we're brand gin, we're brand tonic, and obviously we're brand Slingsby and brand Harrogate. And we just want to have fun with it and everyone have a good time and have a good laugh. We give people a bit more creativity. We've got over 100 different gins. By now, they will probably be not fed up as Slingsby, where they will have had their fair share. So we give them the idea to try a different gin off the shelf they may not try before, with a different tonic, and get to handpick their own garnish. We've got several hundreds of different combinations, and the idea is they build their own perfect gin and tonic. And then we finish the night with a tonic-based cocktail, so to speak.
Well, I'm absolutely fuming that I've driven here and have to leave shortly. I should really have sort of thought this through and got a cab, because I'd love to spend the night here. It's a wonderful experience. It's such a cool place. I'm going to chat to some of your guests, if I may, but have a brilliant evening. I'm sure you will.
Yes, thank you, and you too.
What brings you here this evening?
We're having a team Christmas night out, and as a thank you to all the team for their hard work over the year.
Oh, so you all know each other?
Oh, yes, yeah. We all work together.
Where do you work?
We work at Ingenuity Digital Holdings, which is WMG, ID and NetConstruct, just up in Harrogate and Wetherby.
And have you been to one of these events before?
I have. Yes.
What do you make of them? For those that haven't, how would you describe it?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I would definitely try it.
Right, I'm going to get out of your way and let you drink, well, lots of gin. Have a lovely evening, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.